Joshua was saying, Rosemary, people have strange experiences at the holidays. What have you uncovered?
Well, they do, because it's such an emotionally laden time for people. And I have a collection of angel stories, you know, angel interventions at Christmas time. A lot of people are in crisis. I think at the holidays, when people do have problems like accidents and illnesses and grief over loss of loved ones, it takes increasingly intense for people than it is at other times of the year. And so angel interventions to help people with their lives seem to, it's hard to say that they're on the increase, but we certainly notice them more. And also when accidents and disasters happen at Christmas time, it seems that the haunting phenomena of those are remembered more because of the times. And the tradition arose especially in England in the 19th century, and this is what sparked the inspiration for Charles Dickens. The tradition arose to tell ghost stories by the family hearthside on Christmas Eve. And a lot of these stories were, some of them were legends and some of them were real stories about accidents that had happened and the ghostly phenomena that still lingered on. And Dickens used that tradition to marry to his he had kind of a social crusade to tell the plight of the poor, and that's how we got the story The Christmas Carol.
Well, you know, it's one of those classics, and I love it every year, and I really like the real old original movie. I mean, it just does something to you, especially when he's in that room, his bedroom, all by himself.
Ooh.
It is something else. You know, are you, with your research into angels, are you now convinced that these angels exist, or are you tipping toward the person, the individual, is somehow manifesting this himself or herself, that they're creating whatever we think would be angelic, they're doing it?
Sometimes it's hard to know, and I think it's a little bit of both in many cases, because we have to interpret our own extraordinary experiences. And people are going to find explanations that make sense to them, that resonate to them. So some people may be inclined to see spirit intervention as angelic. But I do believe in angels, and I do believe that they come and intervene in our affairs, usually at times when we need some sort of turning point. And their job is not to pull our chestnuts out of the fire, but to help us get through something so that we can move on into a more enlightened life. And also at Christmas time, you have a lot of people focused on family issues. And when I collected angel stories some years ago for I Bring You Glad Tidings, a lot of these had to do with separation, pain, loss, domestic issues, losing someone that you loved, and then having some sort of manifestation involving an angel at this particular time to help people through that. And one of the stories, I have posted one of my stories on my webpage, on my blog, visionaryliving.com, and also on the Fate magazine page. I'm an editor of Fate magazine. And
do a great job on that, Rosemary, by the way.
Thank you. And that involves a young woman who... she, through various personal tragedies in her life, such as her father's suicide and the suicide of a friend's father, she kind of got on the wrong path and got into alcohol and drugs and really wasn't doing very well in life. And she said she was just kind of swirling down the drain. And when Christmas Eve, she went out partying with her friends at a bar. And when she went up to the bar to get another round of drinks, there was an unusual man sitting at the bar who seemed to have like a glow around him. And he turned to her and he said, "You don't need to do this, you know." And it kind of took her back because this was a stranger. And he started talking to her about her life. He seemed to know everything about her life. And she had this what seemed like a very long conversation with him. And went back to the table without the drinks, and her friend said, hey, what's going on? She said, well, I was just talking to this man up at the bar. He just seemed to know everything about me. And she turned around to point, and the stool was empty. There was a full glass of beer sitting where the man had been. And they said, there's nobody there. We would have seen this guy. But the conversation was her turning point. And she came to believe that she'd been visited by an angel. At first, she didn't want to think that, because angels were supposed to be these winged things who flew down out of heaven. And then she realized if you needed angelic help, they would certainly meet you at the place where you needed it. And she got her life together, went through rehab, and when she, 10 years had passed when she told me that story, and it was very powerful for her. But those are the kinds of interventions that people experience.